A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, and God's Spirit hovered over the water. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And God divided light from darkness. God called light day, and darkness he called night. Evening came and morning came, the first day. God said, "Let there be a vault in the waters to divide the waters in two." And so it was. God made the vault, and it divided the waters above the vault from the waters underneath the vault. God called the vault heaven. Evening came, and morning came, the second day. God said, "Let the waters under heaven come together into a single mass, and let dry land appear." And so it was. God called the dry land earth, and the mass of waters seas. And God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and fruit trees, bearing fruit with their seed inside on the earth." And so it was. The earth produced vegetation, plants bearing seed in their several kinds, and trees bearing fruit with their seed inside in their several kinds. God saw that it was good. Evening came, and morning came, the third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of heaven to divide day from night, and let them indicate festivals, days, and years. Let them be lights in the vault of heaven to shine on the earth." And so it was. God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the smaller light to govern the night, and the stars. God set them in the vault of heaven to shine on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to divide light from darkness. God saw that it was good. Evening came, and morning came, the fourth day. A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Having made the crossing, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret, and tied up. No sooner had they stepped out of the boat than people recognized him and started hurrying all through the countryside and brought the sick on stretchers to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, to village or town or farm, they lay down the sick in the open spaces, begging him to let them touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched him were cured. Creation flows with its own rhythm, a stately cadence. That rhythm alone should alert us to the picture being created. Rhythm, cadence, pattern, repetition are all ways in which to assist our memory in retaining material. They also indicate a performance aspect, and we see that so clearly in the ebb and flow of the whole account. The account also creates a mental picture, the grey of chaos and unformed potential separating into light and dark. We can see the grey dispersing into dark on one side and light on the other. We see a watery space in the middle, separating out to above the dome and a below the dome with an in-between. We then see a side to side with sea and land. We then see the land being decorated with plants. Then our attention moves up to the dome, where God fixes the lights, leaving an in-between. Not only is order emerging, the order goes side to side, up and down, as each part is created and furnished. The in-between becomes a point of focus. Opposites separate out to create a verdant, fruitful space. A similar image is created by Mark. Jesus goes to Gennesaret, which sets the tone for what follows. Gennesaret is a plain lying in between Magdala and Capernaum, in between the Sea of Galilee and the hills rising from it. The plain receives the streams from the hills and was extremely fertile. Its beauty and fertility sung by ancient authors such as Josephus. We usually avoid the in-between. We see it as a place of indecision, of neither nor, when we live in a world which forces us to either or, either liberal or conservative, either for or against, either great again or insignificant. We deride and despise the in-between. Yet both creation and Jesus point to the in-between as being a space in which there is growth. Either or forces into constraints. A space where there is nurturing and healing, because we see more than one way to resolve issues, to encounter people, to face challenges. Instead of avoiding the in-between, Jesus calls us to that fertile plain between lake and mountain, a place where he can be encountered and his healing experienced. Maybe we should try sometime in that in-between, away from judgment, absolutes, and set patterns. Maybe we, like those pictured in the gospel, are called to carry our friends and loved ones to that place of perspective and healing, the fertile place beyond polarization and exclusion, the place of integrity and wholeness, where Christ waits in the in-between to encounter us. Amen.